Hey, Runners Connect fans, welcome back to the Team RC Update. Coach Michael Hammond here, as always, bringing you our weekly update on what's going on with the Runners Connect community, what's going on with our athletes, with our team. And this week, I have to eat crow a little bit. Something I said for really the past like couple months was that I wouldn't say I made like an outright prediction necessarily, but I definitely was on board like the race is coming back this fall. I was very optimistic. That's that much I can say. For those of you who've been listening for the last couple months, you can probably remember me saying that several times, that the way I saw it was like, as we got closer to the fall, as you know, the college football season, the NFL season, all of that was approaching, that we would take a look at things maybe a little bit differently. Maybe things would just look different. How could we have predicted, though? We just have no idea what exactly things are going to look like moving forward. And I think we still feel that way, even though it's always easy to look in hindsight and be like, oh, we should have known that it would end up here. We don't always know that. We don't really know the way things are going to go. So New York bit the dust. Chicago just bit the dust. And it's London that's kind of like still holding out. But I mean, I think at this point, I don't think it takes exactly a gambling man to say that that London probably isn't going to last. So at this point, it's interesting because there are going to be a lot of people, a lot of you listening, I'm sure, who are going to go an entire year without running a real race. Obviously, you're going to do virtual races and things like that, which are awesome. And I totally am on board with. But you're going to go an entire year without running a single race. That's wild. I mean, I can't really imagine, barring something like injury or just taking a break or doing other things, I just can't even imagine being somebody who runs consistently, trains consistently, and loves to race and having to go an entire year. I mean, usually it's more like every probably 3 to 6 months, people are running some sort of race, even if they're taking a little bit of time and running like a 5K, 10K, a little shorter between marathons, things like that. So either way, it's pretty crazy to realize that people are going to go over a year without racing. And that's what we know. I mean, who knows? That's where it's so hard to say. It always feels around the corner, and then around the corner comes and you're still in the same spot you were, or even worse. That's kind of what this whole thing has felt like. I mean, back in March, we were like, oh, don't worry. We just gotta do this for like 2 to 4 weeks, and then we'll be in the clear. We'll be good by summer. Summer came, and like, yeah, don't worry, just a couple weeks, we'll be clear. And now it's looking like, I mean, all the fall marathons are canceled. Who knows about like, I mean, a bunch of schools are already saying, I believe it was like the Ivy Leagues have said that I know Harvard said that they're not going to be doing classes at all on campus. Maybe the entire Ivy League, but a bunch of different schools are pretty much saying, hey, we're going totally remote 100% this fall, which is just wild to think about. So like I said, that around the corner keeps coming and nothing has changed. So I'm sitting here saying, hey, it might be a year, but how do I know? What do I really know? I think the one thing I can say, I actually, just the other day, Claire Bartholik, who hosts our weekly Run to the Top podcast that airs every Wednesday, she actually interviewed me for the show, and that's going to air next week. Pretty excited about that. We had a really good talk. And one of the things I said was like, I didn't necessarily come out and make like a hard prediction. The thing I wanted to come out and say, and I'll say this with full confidence, and I think a lot of you would agree, and maybe some of you would disagree. I totally understand. I'll hear every viewpoint on this. Believe me, I will. But we will go back to racing. Like, races will return. I hear a lot of talk, and I'm pretty plugged in with the running community from different angles in terms of like more like the road racing community, the track community as well, more like the, you know, the let's run, like Olympic level community, kind of pretty plugged in with that. And there's definitely a lot of talk, a lot of people saying, hey, like, you know, none of that's ever coming back. It's going to be different from now on. What I would say to that is I think it's always worth looking at yourself and like where you live in terms of like time. Looking at it as one piece of a huge, huge thing in terms of like, we're alive right now. That's awesome. We have these crazy lives we live. And yet, you know, humanity's been around for a long time. You know, we can look back on history and see huge events, crazy things that have happened in previous lifetimes. And yet humanity has maintained some level of normalcy. Obviously things change. Of course they change. And sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. That's the reality. What I can confidently say, though, is that we will go back to racing. Races will come back. That's to me, it's such a human thing. And humans are so incredibly resilient in terms of like our ability to persevere. This has, I'd say 2020 has probably tested that resiliency more than, I mean, gosh, certainly more than anything in my lifetime. You know, when I was talking to Claire on Tuesday, we were talking about how one of the things I mentioned to her was that like really the other like paradigm shift event of my lifetime was 9/11, but I was 11 years old. You know what I mean? I didn't really know what life was like before 9/11. I can hear from my parents and from other people who were a little older during that time to see what it was like beforehand and what it was like after. But for me, I didn't really get that experience of like the before and after. And so there might absolutely be like big changes to modern day life after this fact. At the same time, though, I just fully believe races will come back. I don't see why not, personally, like in terms of like a long-term thing. I mean, viruses and severe, you know, big time illnesses are something that we as humans have faced before. I think it's always worth it to remember that as unique as we think we are, and as much of like tough times that we always think we face, there have been tougher times in the past. There have been other tough times in the past. That's just a reality of life, of living, is that we get these curveballs thrown at us. We get crazy, crazy things thrown at us, like 2020 most certainly has. And humans have always tended to find that resolve and to come back even stronger in the end. That's just the way that we seem to do it. It's the way we roll. So that's something that I would say. I see stuff like racing as such an essential human component to all of us, and certainly to the running community. It's not that I don't believe in virtual races. I think virtual races are awesome, and I think they absolutely have their place, and maybe even have a place moving forward in terms of like a relatively more like permanent thing. But those big marathons, those are such incredible events. I mean, think about the past like 10 years of Boston. You know, you go back to 2013. I talked about this on one of these podcasts a few months ago. You talk about the bombing, and I mean, that was a huge deal. The entire city of Boston shut down, wasn't it, for like a day or two while they did like massive manhunt. I mean, people were like told to stay in their houses, all this crazy stuff. And then the next year they come back and they run Boston. Meb wins the damn thing. And I mean, it's just this incredible showcase of resiliency, of that human resiliency. I understand that this is I don't want to say bigger, because obviously lives were lost and it was very tragic and a lot of fear was instilled. I mean, I can't be the only person that like was at a major event after that, saw a backpack or a duffel bag laying on the ground and had like a little bit of sense of like, oh man, that's, you know, it makes you a little nervous, makes like the hair stand up on the back of your neck. But that's just the kind of the way it goes. And I just believe that we will come out stronger on the other side of this, and races will come back. It's one of those things. It might even take like, let's say we feel like we have coronavirus under control within a year. Let's just say that. Let's say next summer we feel like we have it, that humanity feels like we have it under control. I know that's like such a broad statement to make, but let's just hypothetically stick with me for a second. Then sure, not everyone's going to be comfortable showing up to the starting line of New York City, you know, next fall. If that happens, there's going to be people that are like, hey, no, you know, that does not seem like a safe thing to do for me. And that's cool. Like, I totally understand that. And then the next year, some of those people that didn't feel comfortable the year before will start feeling comfortable and will come back. And then next thing you know, take year after year after year, next thing you know, you're right back to where you were, and hopefully even beyond. I mean, I don't know data behind this, but I've heard a lot of chatter about, they're kind of calling it like a running boom, in terms of like a lot more people getting into running. A lot of new faces are being seen in the running world, because people are just looking for a hobby. You know, people are just looking for something to do. And if you can't necessarily, you know, the socialization is limited, things like that. Well, hey, the trails are still out there. You know, the running paths are still out there, and people are going and taking that and running with it. I love to see that from like a health and fitness standpoint. I love to see that. So maybe, just maybe, on the other side of this, we'll actually have a huge running boom in terms of like tons of people participating in races, those races getting even bigger. And I can certainly say from my standpoint, that's what I would love to see. And I think we can all agree that we'd love to see some semblance of normalcy and get back to those races that we cherish, we love, and we enjoy so much. But for now, you know, keep your heads up. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay strong. Keep working on those weaknesses. You know, take a break if you need it. enjoy training, have fun. I mean, come on, guys, what are we supposed to do? You know, we got to have a little bit of fun. And I really confidently can say that we will have races again. Those races will run again. We'll run through the through Boylston Street and the streets of New York and all that. That will happen again. I can confidently say that. But anyway, that's all for today, guys. Have an awesome weekend, and talk to you guys next week. Take care.